Our scripture for today is Psalms 54:2. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Listen to the words of my mouth.
Father, I know that when I am walking according to your will, that your ear is tuned to the words of my mouth. If I deny myself and abstain from doing my own pleasure, I know that you will hear my prayer. When my heart isn't focused on the things of this world, it can fully focus on you, my Lord and Savior. Amen.
Our thought for today, when Jesus told the disciples that he had bread that they knew nothing about, what did he mean? What was he speaking of?
Today's action. Sit down and figure out how much time you spend a day preparing and eating meals. Devote that time this week to prayer. Today's treasure can be found in Esther chapter 4, verse 3. And in every providence where the king's command and decree arrived, there was great mourning among the Jews, with fasting, weeping and wailing, and many lay in sackcloth and ashes.
When Jesus told his disciples that he had food that they did not know of, they wondered among themselves, did he go and get something to eat? But Jesus meant that he had a greater power, that the food that he relied on more than anything else came directly from the Lord God Almighty, the Word of God. We, as Christians, should consume and devour and be nourished by the Word of God until we are so strong in the living Word of God that we start to give back from its power and strength. Think about it, my friends. Where does your bread come from?